There are several intricacies of the project monitoring, and that's why the role of the project manager is really, really important. In the previous section, we also spoke about some of the soft skills the project manager should have for an efficient project management practices. In this monitoring piece, the project manager is also responsible to really ensure that the team is executing the work according to the plan. It also needs to ensure that all the members of the team are really going into the same direction. Remember, supporting the vision. You may have your certain priorities, you may have certain projects in your own plate, but if there is a vision of the organization which is going to be affected by one project, if one team member is doing, then you as a supporting partner should also have that pie of the work, because you are going to be involved, and at the end of the day you are going to meet that objective. The quality of deliverables are not affected, the budget are in check, we are not exceeding the budget beyond a point, and any deviations which may arrive, they are also communicated and updated. Now, what should be really monitored by project manager? If you ask me, everything. What is that everything? Some of it we will be discussing here is the schedule. Obviously, the schedule has to be monitored. The project trends, maybe something which is going to be changed. Maybe the technology which you're going to upgrade, that is going to be end of support. Maybe the OEM or maybe the software manufacturer themselves do not have a roadmap. Is it really worth to proceed with that? Or at least if you have to have, then at least have you identified and communicated to the right stakeholders? And even after communicating, do you really have a roadmap? Because something may be a short term you have to fix, something as a kind of a strategic roadmap, you have to fix it beyond two or three years. Project manager is expected to monitor the project plan. As a part of the project plan, you know that there are some of the deliverables, there is a resource requirement, there is a time, there is a phase-wise approach, there is a milestone-wise approach that needs to be monitored. Budget is no-brainer. They have to monitor the budget. Right amount of spend, are we not overboarding, are we not underspending, and all kind of stuff that needs to be monitored. Scope is indeed a very first piece of the puzzle you need to solve, because scope cannot keep on changing. It is very, very common to add the requirements during the course of project, because sometimes since it's new, maybe you are not aware about one of the features. Maybe you are not aware that how this addition is going to really help your overall outcome. And you may feel the addition, or you may need the addition of the scope. However, understand the impact. Understand how much frequently you are changing your scope. If you are really changing your scope very frequently, then your project management is really, really not proper. Critical path activities, we have spoken about it at length before. There are must-to-have activities which needs to be completed at the specific time, because if it is not done, then obviously it is affecting your overall time and a quality of your project. So as a project manager, you need to obviously track that critical path activities. Milestones, again, a very important that there is some step you need to have at the specific time, because remember that the next activity may be dependent on the milestone which you have communicated before, and which needs to be completed before the next step I can take. So very important to have the milestone monitoring as well. Any issues which you might face, it's a technical thing we are dealing with. And because of that, you may come across multiple technical issues or managerial issues or the soft issues or whatever you may call it as. Are you making those list of the issues? And do you also have plans? Do you also have an action item? Do you also have the list of open items, pending issues, etc., etc., etc.? Like how issues come as a technical in nature, you may also have some of the risks which from the managerial standpoint. Any such threats or any such opportunities which you have come across, which you have identified that as a risk, needs to be monitored. How do you mitigate those risks? How do you establish your controls? That's also something needs to be captured there. Your team reports, again, needs to be monitored by a project manager, because what communication is going to the which amount of an audience and what time, that also very, very important. Be transparent, or extending the transparency is also is one of the responsibility the project manager should monitor. If too much of the hidden practices are being followed, then it's naturally going to cause a trust issues in future. You cannot be favorable always to your team members. Okay, sometimes you may have to take a hard decisions, and as a project manager, they need to ensure that all the reports are really accurate and not doctored or not changed and representing the wrong picture. KPIs. We all know about the KPIs, SLAs, the outcomes, etc., etc. So the key performance indicators are also required to be monitored. In case there are some several stages of the project and there is one of the key performance indicators that, okay, if you would develop this particular module, you will reduce the X number of tickets. For example, if you implement the self password reset mechanism, you may reduce your 20% of your ticket going to the service desk. That could be one of the KPI. Are you on course from the KPI? Are you monitoring the KPI? Are you meeting those KPI which you have agreed to? Because the KPI basically is giving you the right picture, because you are, the moment you're putting the numbers with the game, you can come to know that what exactly you are moving towards to. Most of the KPIs may fall into one of these categories, and that's why it's very important to write, bucketize the KPIs. Some of the quantitative in number, you may have percentages of the increase, maybe reduction of the hours of downtime, whatever it is. Some of the KPIs would be in a financial gain. Maybe you are saving $100 per hour because if you're changing this. Maybe something which is a qualitative, which means maybe the feeling of the user might increase. Maybe the perception might be better, which may not necessarily have a numbers. Something which may be directional to the vision which you have in a project, which means that if you are doing, or if you are going on to the digitization journey as an organization perspective, and if you are taking a step towards the cloud, maybe that is a directional KPI which you need to have. Some of the examples which are given, that maybe you are increasing and decreasing the percentage of uptime, or kind of reducing the penalty and all kind of stuff. Maybe the downtime or the mean time between the failure has been reduced, or maybe the percentage of the processes are also improved. Maybe earlier you were able to ship the product within, say, 10 minutes. Now you have decreased that to 9 minutes. Every 1 minute can also be a KPI which you need to measure. Some of the KPIs for the quality performance, as I mentioned some of the example, either you are reducing the cycle time, or you are reducing the number of calls hitting to your agent, or you are also reducing the number of escalations. That could be a KPI from the qualitative standpoint, where you can actually assign the numbers. And the feeling or the performance there. Some of the KPI for the budgeting, as I mentioned, some of the actuals versus planned, some of the indicators where there may be an escalation on the budget and all kind of stuff. Now, as a project manager, it is responsibility that they are monitoring both quantitative as well as qualitative outcomes. Like how we do the qualitative and quantitative risk assessment, you also need to monitor both in terms of the outcomes or KPIs. Lessons learned. If you are failed into the project, if you have delayed the project for some reason, obviously there is some lessons which you have learned. And even if you are successful, there is some lessons which you have learned during the course of the project management. What are those lessons learned? Are you capturing them? It's very essential, friends, because some of the lessons learned which you are capturing, you may be expert there, but tomorrow, if there is someone else needs to be groomed, if someone else needs to be given a responsibility of managing the project, then these documents is going to help them. So very important that you have all the lessons learned captured. It could be as small as the one of the lessons saying that, hey, you missed updating this particular stakeholder or this particular business spoc, which was very essential. You did not realize that he or she could be really the showstopper there. So as the lessons learned, you can always document saying always include this particular function as a part of the communication metrics. So this is how it goes further on to the lessons learned. Benefit of the monitoring, lessons learned, definitely they are like can be referred for a future purposes, can help in reviewing the tasks, can uncover some of the issues beforehand for the next project, which is a futuristic again. And some of the reasons which you might struggle or which you struggle or which you have struggled as a part of your entire process. So in a nutshell, you understand the complexities very well and hence you are better prepared for the next one. Scheduling or monitoring the scheduling, again, will not spend much time here, but as we all know, the scheduling is very important. Some of the scheduling is also dependent on how much accurate the information you are getting from your team members, how much up-to-date information you are getting from your team member. You may have a schedule to deliver XYZ on Friday evening, but if you have not received an update from your team member, then probably the work is done, but it is not really updated, right? So scheduling performance is very, very important. Always the pictorial representation helps in terms of graphs or a kind of pie charts or whatever it is. If it is an auto alert from the tool, always be of help. It will be nice that if you have the standard monitoring template, sometimes it may be difficult because, as I said, one size cannot fit for all. So, but it will be great if you have a standardized format of say recording the current or as is status of the project, for the simple reason that it's understood very well across the board, and you need not to keep on giving the milestones, or you may not need to necessarily explain that particular project template to everybody, because it's now understood across the organization. Any exceptions you may would like to call it out as a part of your performance monitoring. It's very important, but again, you need to spend, you need to balance the right amount of time you are actually spending on the monitoring. Too much of a monitoring, too much of consumption of the bandwidth from the person who is working on ground can have an overall impact on the project. Because remember, there is a bandwidth issues you're dealing with, and the person is expected to do some work onto the task which is designated to them. Now, if you keep on asking about the status report, that may cause some of the bandwidth issues there, because it's an additional thing which they are expected to do. Effective monitoring can help. It can also help in increasing the transparency between the team, and it can also give you a right picture and also helps in achieving the right target date which you have committed. But again, too much of it can be of a trouble. Some of the advantages on top of it, what we have discussed, is the continuous monitoring would really help in reducing the surprises. I told you, management do not like surprises. You better pre-inform them. Reviewing the project will also keep all the team members on the same page. They are aware about the status. They are aware about what needs to be done from them. An evaluation at every critical stage is also important by such monitoring, and it helps in encouraging the people to perform as per the plan. As I explained it last time, if somebody has really planned some vacation there, and if there is something which is going to be communicated to them, that this is what is going to come, maybe they can navigate their planning or annual planning accordingly. If you don't monitor, and if there is a delay, because if you're not monitoring it regularly, then naturally the exact opposite on what we discuss is a benefit. Your team member may lose the focus if you're not monitoring, if you're not keeping up to the speed. It may also have a risk of delaying the project from a significant timeline standpoint. Sometimes if you're not monitoring, the smaller issues can accumulate and can have a larger impact onto your project. Issue can become a big. And there are several examples. For example, if you are dealing with some of the upgrade and you have a very minor bug which you have encountered. Maybe there is a bug which is not letting you give assigning the IP address, and it is throwing a conflict of an IP address whenever you are trying to change the IP address. It is technically speaking a very small bug. But when today it's a one server, but tomorrow if you have a bunch of servers, maybe after restart it helped. But maybe when you have the multiple servers, you cannot necessarily have a downtime there because you need to have a restart to solve this problem. But it appeared to be a small problem, got fixed, but the problem is not resolved permanently. And it is now having a larger impact onto overall setup which you have there. The smaller risk can also accumulate and can become a large, and that's why you need to have the proper monitoring of the project. Controlling of a project, typically how you control the schedule, typically how you control the resources, typically how you control the activities, in the similar fashion, you also have some of the checks on the controlling of the projects. Now, many a time, the project managers are blamed for the project running over the budget and not meeting the timelines. Maybe because it's not controlled well. And the change control should also be incorporated as a part of this particular control, because remember, every change might have some cost, every change might have some impact, every change might also have some downtime as well. So change control, as we discussed in the beginning, that change control should be documented, should be made aware, should be discussed in the CAB, and that's how you generally control. Again, what is a project control as per the project management book of knowledge is, I would just read out the para, is a project management function that involves comparing the actual performance with the planned performance and, depending on that, taking the right appropriate corrective action to ensure that they yield the desired outcome of the project when significant differences exist. Which means, if you have planned to do X and if you are actually doing Y, what exactly the difference is? And can I bring back Y back to X so that I am on course, what is committed? Monitoring and control is an essential task. We all know, everybody is aware about the controlling. You would like to control your child, your parent might have controlled you, you are probably controlling some of your own habits, and so on and so forth. So controlling is really essential. What do you control is also essential. You control the scope, you control the schedule, you control the risk, you control the quality, and again, we have discussed all the detailing in the previous sections. So we necessarily not need to go, but you need to understand it, what exactly you need to control. So coming back here, you control the scope, because scope has to be in check, in line. You control the schedule, the time has to be check, in line. The risk, whatever has been identified, is check and in line. The quality should not be affected, and in check and in line, because remember, there has to be a formal acceptance you need to have from your customer, from your stakeholder, to ensure that yes, the desired quality has been met. And this process of the controlling, apart from those five pillars which you generally control, it also helps in testing some of the key deliverables earlier, if it is possible. If it is not, then you probably have them tested at the time of delivery, but again, you have to have an acceptance there. Because of this controls, you are ensuring that there are periodic reviews happening with the customer, and in case there are changes, because changes might come up, okay, and you might agree as a part of your engagement, you might accommodate as a part of your relationship. It all depends on the engagement which you have. But at the same time, as far as you and your customer, or you and your required stakeholders are in sync, then there is no problem. Quality control, there are several tools people use, Six Sigma being one, where they ensure that there is absolutely no kind of quality compromise during the course of the project. So Six Sigma is kind of primarily used. Cost control, we have spoken about it, too much of an extra burden under the cost, because remember, if you go back to the CFO saying, asking for more money, and if CFO is not agreeing to it because they have already envisaged that particular fund for the greenfield expansion or for the brownfield expansion, then actually you will be questioned that why you did not plan it very well. So that's why cost control is very, very important there. Change control, we have spoken about it. Some of the change, you may do it ad hoc. Some of the change, you may do it as planned. Some of the change may be an emergency change and you might regularize at a later point in time. Change is going to come. Change has to be accepted. Change has to be approved. Change has to be discussed as a part of the project management practices. Some of the tools, we will be speaking about it in the future course of slides. However, you can have a manual, you can have automated tools to monitor the controlling of the projects. Some of the analytic would also help you, in terms of having the right checks and balances, ensuring the milestones are achieved, ensuring the timelines are up to the speed. Sometimes you have the virtual teams. When I say virtual teams, you may have some partners working from off-site locations. You may have your own team member working in different geographies. You may have some other person working from home within the team's same time zone. You have some of the person who are just working on an hourly basis, right? Virtual team, basically. So managing and controlling the virtual teams is also very essential. Thankfully, this COVID-19 has taught us all how to use all those virtualized platform. Today, you are watching me on the virtualized platform. It is very important, right? That how do you navigate, how do you control, how do you manage your team who is actually, you are not able to see it right in front of you. And that's again an art to manage your team. It's really an effective way to manage the communication accordingly. There are a lot of tools available these days, or I would say the collaborative tools available these days, that you can virtually do almost everything. If there is a slide needs to be presented, discussed, it can be done easily. If there is some video camera needs to be on you want to demonstrate something, it can be easily possible. There are AR/VR technologies which are also available, where through that AR/VR you can actually virtualize, see the environment, and you can help anybody if it is required. Some of the key points which are listed there to make the project as an overall success. Leverage the virtual teams who are available 24/7. Remember, you don't necessarily have everybody on your premises. You may have to leverage because you have to keep the cost in check. And if they are not consuming your real estate space, if they are using their space, their shared resources, and if it is making sense for us, it is actually helpful to a project. So it's one of the success criteria for the project to have that particular kind of an engagement. Advantage of flexible working hours is sometimes you may give the flexibility to your own team members, that instead of taking leaves, probably they can work for 2 hours and they can do the critical work. If you necessarily don't allow them the flexibility, then probably the person may be forced to take a leave accordingly. So very important. And this also helps in keeping the team motivated, keeping the team member involved as a part of the entire project management practices. Monitor individually and as a team if there is a need, and if you want a tool-based control, or maybe if you really want to track, nobody would do that, or nobody is doing this, even if you have an outsourced team there, because there is a trust-based relationship which you generally have as a part of your entire engagement. Too much of the tracking is really, really not appreciated. Yes, many of the organizations, they still have that practices because they are charging the customer depending on the hour which has been clocked. And maybe for that particular model of the resource, applicable there. But for most of it, it may not be. So in summary, project management is really, really an art. Or I would say the science. And if you are monitoring and if you are controlling it right, then definitely you are on the course. There are some of the areas which we discussed. There are some of the project manager's responsibilities, some of the skills we have discussed in this particular module. How do you effectively monitor? But remember, project manager has to balance the time, the money, the resources by having an effective control. And effective control is essentially going to help in the desired outcome of the project in terms of the quality, in terms of the time which you have committed to your stakeholders. That ends the chapter. I thank you all for watching me.